Hi Dominique, welcome to another edition of The Week Ahead. We're kind of double dipping this week as we had our markets call, which actually I have to say I really enjoyed. But we had a little thing in, that came after that. So in between these two meetings called the Federal Reserve meeting, what was your takeaway? What was your market reaction? Any big surprises out of it?
Yeah, I was really surprised. The meeting was, I mean, Powell was much more hawkish than I would have expected. He basically said he would wait to see the soft data weakness translate into hard data weakness. And even then, he would look at inflation data before deciding if he would cut. And he also said explicitly that cuts this year were not to be taken for granted. So I thought this was actually very hawkish because, for instance, his point about soft data weaknesses have not translated in hard data weaknesses, he forgot to mention that we don't really have post
Right.
Liberation Day hard data. And we're going to talk about the outlook for next week, for the data next week. Actually, you can already see some signs of a weakness emerge. I would argue that if you go into the weeds of the GDP data, you can see that it was clearly boosted by tariff front running, so by large purchases of goods that are going to be offset by large decreases later in the year. So I was surprised. Much more hawkish than I thought.
I have to say, we've had this discussion maybe on last week's call, the week before. I was 100% your camp, which is like we're calling the risk management, you're calling the risk management cut. And it's kind of like, why not? And I'm not, I'm defending anything, Trump does, but like, and I understand Europe is in a different situation, because especially if there's extra Chinese goods or from other Asian partners, goods, flowing into Europe that could be very deflationary. But yeah, 25 cut felt like the right thing for June. And of course, like you said, the hard data, well, it hasn't shown up yet, but there is satellite, there is port data, there is shipping data that you can see, and you can see how much stuff is coming in. I mean, there is a rationale. So it was a little bit strange. But interesting, the market kind of blew it off a little bit, I guess. Just looking where warp is and stuff,
The market was much more focused on the China-US talk. Because if you look at the tariff, I don't spend a lot of time shopping, but I do shop. And I've been asking, large retailers what's happening, like wine shops. Not that I'm a big consumer, but I'm half French. So what's happening? And they said that this was a nationwide wine retailer. They said that basically their exporters had swallowed the 10% charge and that they were actually lowering prices because demand was soft. So I always say I don't base my analysis on anecdotal evidence. I want to see the hard data. But very often, the anecdotal evidence gives you a sense of where the hard data may be headed. And maybe it's a good segue for next week.
And I think I told you about I've listened to him on a couple podcasts now. This, the Ryan Peterson from Flexport, the guy that has the
Logistics.
shipping
Yeah.
data company, which is like that guy knows. And there is a lot of like workarounds, it sounds like it as well, by the way. And
Yeah.
then generally, as you and Antonio, like the economy generally slowing, it seems. Okay, maybe not, anyway, and even if things work out, like there is a point, like people are questioning probably some bigger purchases and things like this anyway, or businesses expanding, so that will slow things, even if it takes like 2 or 3 months. But anyway, but interesting, the market, I guess, kind of We got a different thing at Bank of England yesterday, which seemed a real surprise. Are you surprised by the market reaction, I guess, in the bond and equity markets and the dollar or no?
I disagree with the market, but I'm not surprised that we are disagreeing. I mean, the big issue was always the China tariff, right? Because 10% you can eat up, as my retailers told me. But 135% you cannot. And what you get is instead what you are talking about, shortages, because it's basically an embargo on. And that's why we have the tariffs, because Americans won't take kindly to not getting their Halloween costume, apparently wedding dresses are an issue. So I think there is a little bit of chickening out on both sides, which is good. But I think the Fed was at a step, and the Fed needs to be very careful because Trump obviously has a very good advisor on how to deal with the Fed, telling him to try to shift to the Fed the responsibility for a slowdown. And that's a risk that the Fed is running by being by not being responsive enough to signs of economic weakness. They could create perception of political bias, which I'm sure are not true, but there is always this risk. And then you have, I mean, you just said today, former vice chair for supervision, Barr, who resigned after inauguration, but remained on as governor, and who gave a speech where he is talking not only about supervision, but also about the economy, which he used not to do when he was the vice chair. So the Fed has to be very careful that they are not being perceived as campaigning, against the administration. They really need to stick to their mandate, which has been an issue in the past, when they were getting into climate, DEI, and God knows what else, which they very quickly scrubbed from their website, but it's there. So there is a general issue with mission creep at the Fed, and hopefully they take this change of policy as an opportunity to stick strictly to their economic mandates. And so if the weaknesses materialize, I'm expecting that they will react very fast.
Quick one before. Okay, so I think we have a good idea. Equities kind of rallied in the end, but obviously this is so overwhelmed by other things. Rare is the Fed not the front and center of conversation,
Exactly.
considering about U.S. markets, but it isn't now. The quick one on like the taxes and like a tax above 2.5 million or 5 million or any of these things. Do you I see where he's going with this. Like he wants to be a man of the people, right? He that's what
Populism,
you know.
populism. So they are talking about, taxing high incomes. The other things that they were talking about was lowering the prices Medicare pays for drugs by using the most favored nation. So they want to bring US prices down to the lowest price of developed countries. Wow.
How about to the highest price outside of America? Even that, my guess is, it would be a huge drop.
Enormous, and also the signal, and in terms of impact on inflation. And again, inflation, so the impact would not be huge because drugs are still a small part of the consumer expenditures, but the psychological impact could be really pronounced, just like the decline in energy prices that we are seeing is having a big impact on people's inflation psychology. So we'll see. I am prepared for surprises. We'll see. And it's not just the administration ideas, it's whether they can, get Congress to follow. And on that whole issue of the budget, it looks like the Memorial Day deadline is not going to be met. I mean, the latest news are that you still have big disagreements within Republicans, and they tend to follow the president, but it looks like on some of those initiatives, like taxing the rich, giving less money to big pharma, they are not quite behind the White House. So, bottom line on this one, a lot of uncertainty on where the budget ends up, most likely won't be agreed to by the end of the month, which was Speaker Johnson's original target.
Okay. And then the week ahead, what are you thinking?
So we're going to find out what is really happening with the tariff, because the thing is, if you look at customs revenue in March, there was almost no increase. And in April, much more so. I mean, we only have the combined excise and customs duty data from the daily treasury statement. It's about 40% on March. There are issues with number of working days and so on and so forth. But on Monday, we will get the exact number of customs duty collected in April, and it's likely to be a sizable increase. So we're going to get a taste of what this means for prices and for consumption. So for prices this week, we get CPI, PPI, import prices. And there, the really interesting story is going to be about goods, core goods prices. Clearly, how much got passed to the consumer, and also whether there were increases in prices of goods that were not tariffed, or prices of services that were above trend. So that one is really super important. The other data that we are getting is the retail sales. And there, the consensus is 0%. We had 1.5%, that's a revised number, last month because of tariff front running, right? I don't believe the tariff front running is over, right? Because we still have the risk of the tariff increase on July 8. Also, some of the importers already had goods in the US and so on and so forth. So, in my view, this 0%, it probably means that we're experiencing demand softness. And as you know, the retail sales is goods plus restaurant spending. So, the only form of service in the retail sales is restaurant spending. It was very strong last month. Let's see where it comes at this month. So, these are going to give us a first taste of whether the Fed was indeed overestimating the strength of the US economy. So that's the data. On the Fed, they have their big research conference where they are going to discuss the monetary framework. And there again, they have to be careful not to appear out of touch with what's going on in ordinary Americans' lives. Like, so there is this 2-day conference. Fair enough, they want to talk about their framework. Powell is giving an introductory remark. He's not taking a Q&A, and he's probably not going to talk about the outlook. And then we have Waller talking about central bank research. So again, these are technical issues, I understand. They need to, as we just discussed, they need to stay focused. They had this mission creep that hopefully their new framework will address. So we want them to do that, but at the same time, they need to communicate that they understand the risk, they understand the pain of ordinary Americans, and they are there to do what the Federal Reserve Act wants them to do. So hopefully we will get some good messaging on their willingness to respond to economic weaknesses.
Okay, cool. Okay, cool. Anything else or?
It's a lot.
Yeah, it's a
So
lot. A
that's
lot.
the
I
gist
know
of it.
it's been a long week. Okay, cool. Well, have a lovely weekend. Wish everyone, I guess, yeah, we'll see what happens with the talk to China. But quick timestamp, this is like Friday, midday London time. So if there's some data maybe coming out later today, but we're around, we want to be there for our clients. Hopefully that they're kind of really enjoying the message and any ideas. We have a lot of very cool, I think we said the other week, which I think we're by the end of the month, some really cool new tech stuff that we're going to be delivering. So really excited for that and want to wish you and everyone a lovely weekend.
Yeah, good luck, everybody.
Okay, thanks.